In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let's talk about for a few minutes the readings that we just had, the parables for Pentecost, for the Vespers of Pentecost. They say some really amazing things. The first reading is from the book of Numbers, and it is about Moses and choosing the 70 elders to assist him in dealing with the problems of the children of Israel. There were too much for Moses. And it is about the Holy Spirit, because the Lord says that He will take up the Spirit that is upon Moses and give it to those 70 elders. And of course, the Spirit that was upon Moses was the Holy Spirit. And then later on, they find that there are two other men that are prophesying and are obviously filled with the Spirit, but they were not part of this original ritual for the 70 elders. And there was Eldad and Modad prophesying in the camp. And someone came and said, "Forbid them." In fact, Joshua, the chosen one, his name means Jesus, Savior, Joshua the son of Nun, went to Moses and said, "Forbid them." And what did Moses say? He said, "Art thou envious for my sake? Would that all the Lord's people were prophets, wherever the Lord would put His Spirit upon them." This reading calls to mind two things. Number one, that the Holy Spirit would be given to all. In the previous time, in the Old Testament time, the Holy Spirit was given to the elders, to prophets, to kings, to people for specific purposes. But as a general rule, people were not guided by the Holy Spirit internally. So, this would come in the New Testament time. So Moses is saying he wishes that it would happen for everyone. Well, it would happen for everyone. Every Christian is a temple of the Holy Spirit. So that prophecy, which merely comes more or less as a wish or a hope, would come true with the coming of Christ and then the eventual sending of the Holy Spirit. But also, Eldad and Modad, who do they represent? Okay, there was the original 70 that were prophesying according to the Jewish law, according to this ritual that the Lord had given them. And then two that were outside of this ritual were prophesying. Well, they are the Gentiles. The Holy Spirit would be given to all men who believe in Christ. Not just the Jews, but also to the Gentiles. As St. Paul says, to the Jew first and also to the Greek, meaning the non-Jew. And this would happen. Now, the reading from Joel is that famous one where it says things about your old men shall dream dreams and your young men shall see visions. This is showing the freshness of the Holy Spirit, how the Spirit gives life. Because you know what? Old men generally don't dream dreams. Old men are done dreaming. Young men dream dreams. But old men, they've lived their life and they're old and tired. So old men dreaming dreams shows how the Spirit invigorates and the Spirit gives life. And then there is the most exciting reading of the three. The one that really deals with what the Holy Spirit does. It's very beautifully put. It's from Ezekiel. You know, Ezekiel is that other the prophet that also has that reading that is so beautiful during Holy Week about the bones that come together and that have the Spirit put upon them, and it's about the resurrection. And that this reading is also about the Spirit. And this is quite beautiful. You must be able to feel your own infirmity in order for this reading to resonate in you. If you feel that you have weaknesses, things that you can't quite handle, if you feel how far you are from perfection and yearn for perfection, this reading will give you great comfort. Thus saith the Lord, I will take you from among the nations and gather you out of all countries and bring you into your own land and sprinkle clean water upon you. And you shall be cleaned from your filthiness and from all your idols, and I will cleanse you. And of course, this clean water is the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is known by many names. Water, fire, represented by the dove because of the cleanliness of the dove, right? wind, because we know not where the Holy Spirit goes. We don't really know much about how the Spirit interacts with us. We only know that He teaches us the things of God. But in this case, He is being referred to as water. And of course, water cleans. Water cleanses. And then He says something, the prophet, that should touch all of us deeply. He says, I will give you a new heart, and a new spirit I will give you. And I will take away that stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you a heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit within you, and cause you to walk in my statutes. And ye shall keep my judgments, and shall do them. This is about the perfection of man. I hope that you feel that you have a stony heart, because I'll tell you what, whether you feel it or not, you have one. I hope that you feel coldness in your heart, because whether or not you feel coldness, there is coldness. I hope that when you look into your heart, you see darkness, because whether or not you know it or not, there is darkness in your heart. It is the human condition to have these things. But it is not the spiritual condition. The Holy Spirit wishes all these things to be taken away and replaced only with His warmth and His light. And so, this is the promise, that the Holy Spirit will change our stony heart into one that is warm and of flesh. Now, of course, flesh is sometimes used in the Scriptures to talk about sinfulness, but sometimes it is also used to talk about the condition that we really should be in. Because, of course, we're flesh in that we have bone and skin and blood. We're human. But we're not truly human. Not yet. The true human was Jesus Christ. And those that become like Him are truly human. We're on our way to becoming truly human. So you can say on some level, although biologically you could say you're a human being, spiritually we are not yet a true human being. Because a true human being is in the image and likeness of Christ. And we obtain this image and likeness by the Holy Spirit filling our stony heart and warming it up. I hope this gives you great comfort. This is the ministry of the Holy Spirit, to change your heart. Not with you not doing anything. Not with you unwilling. And not with you not participating. The Holy Spirit changes you, helps you as you struggle to change. And this is the good news. This is the gospel. You can find the gospel all the way back in Ezekiel. You can find the gospel all the way back in Genesis. You can find the gospel on every page of the Bible. The good news that the Lord wants us to be saved. The Lord wants us to be filled with Him. And this filling with Him is accomplished by the work of the Holy Spirit in us and with us. In cooperation with us. Because the Holy Spirit will not do what we do not want to do. But He will help us accomplish what we cannot do. Glory be to God that the Holy Spirit has come and will help us. The blessing of the Lord be upon you through His grace and love for mankind, always, now, and ever, and under the ages of ages.